Captain Radio. Well, when we think of carpenters, plumbers, electricians and other trades, we always seem to picture, I suppose, macho men with hard hats, work belts and so on. However, Australia's been witnessing a rise in female tradies and the trend is likely to continue through to next year. Joining me online right now is Matt Reynolds. He's the plumber industry advisor for I4 Tradies and he joins us. Good afternoon to you, Matt.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. You guys aren't feeling threatened by any chance, are you?
Not at all. We're pretty excited about the changes, actually. I think it brings some real diversity to what we're doing, so it's fantastic.
That's a very good answer. Good to see.
Well, it's the truth.
Yeah, no.
It's the truth. You know, there are a lot of things that females naturally do better than what males do, and that's not, of course, meant as a discriminatory comment against male tradies out there, but that's just one of those facts of life, isn't it?
Well, that's true. I mean, you're on a fine line, aren't you? I mean, you've got to say that we're all equal in everything, and we all have the same opportunities, and it's always been there, I guess. Maybe up until recently, maybe there has been a bit of a barrier, and the people that perhaps would take on an apprentice in a trade would not have even considered a young woman.
No, they wouldn't have. And I think the sort of the macro landscape of employment becoming more diversified has meant that it's okay now for both employers to look for female tradies and for the females to obviously look at a trade. You know, and quite frankly, I think that they're very smart when they look at the trade sector and the opportunities and the flexibility within the workforce. I think that they really understand the lifestyle. And when they're forward planning for family or future life events or whatever that may be, mm-hmm. then the trade option is certainly a really good one.
I wonder whether the influence of all these reno programs on telly might have opened up the door to considering something like this for women.
I think that's definitely a part of it, and I think that's one of the good things to come out of those television programs.
That's
I know
about
a lot
the
of
only one, the only thing that has.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of tradies do look down on some of those projects and what goes on. But look, I think anything that really showcases that, you know, the fun and the excitement of being in the trade sector, yeah, and trade industry is a good thing for everybody as a whole.
So how recently have you found that this trend has become the norm, I suppose?
Look, I don't have specific statistics, but I mean, I'm from Melbourne. I'm here in the city now, and you only have to drive around to see that there are just a lot more female tradies around, particularly traffic management and those sort of things. You're just seeing more of them around. I think it's just acceptable now. And yeah, as I said before, I think they're smart.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think there was a television piece on the news just recently showing and interviewing girls that are in the trades, you know, handling equipment, welding and carpentry, bricklaying and all that type of thing. So what sort of are the most popular areas of trade have you noticed so far that the girls are going to?
Plumbing, electrical and traffic management that I've noticed myself, as I said, there might be some specific statistics on that, but that's where you're certainly seeing it. And I think that where a lot of employers are really seeing value and starting to look towards employing female tradies is on that customer service, on the maintenance side of trade, where you need people who can you know, be good with a customer and sort of take them through that experience. Yeah. And, you know, not so much, I guess, the hard, heavy lifting, if you like, but certainly repairs and maintenance and dealing with customers, it works well.
So the employers, when this trend started, I suppose, when women started presenting themselves for interviews and so on, how are they choosing their girls? Do you have any idea what the criteria seems to have been?
Specific criteria, no. I think we're just becoming more open. And because the females are putting themselves forward for the position, I think that you just look at the candidates you've got and, you know, the position that you're trying to fill and get the best match.
Yeah, you said that the communication skill is possibly what they shine on or shine with, I suppose, and not saying that all women have that and no men have that either. A lot of tradies do have great rapport with their customers. But what is it about girls, you know, that you think they might have a little edge in some areas?
I think sometimes as males we can be a little bit gung-ho in some circumstances, just want to get in and get it done and get it out. But the females tend to assess the situation maybe a little bit better. They tend to be better at multitasking. Organisation is another skill or quality that they really shine in. And I think looking and taking their time and doing the right job is certainly the things that we're seeing.
A little more cautious as well, perhaps, being, you know, those sort of motherly instincts. I hate typecasting us, but we do have that. There's no denying it.
No, it's true. No, I think I think that's right, and I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. You know, safety is a big part of, big concern, a big part of the trade sector, and, you know, you can never go really too far in your consideration with that, for sure.
Yeah. What about women in a supervising role, having bloke tradies work under her and having to give out instruction and so on? Is that happening or will it happen?
It's definitely starting to happen, and I think that we're going to see more of it. Again, from that macro perspective, we're seeing more women in those management and leadership roles, and there's just absolutely no reason why they can't do it in trade either. I mean, it's possible for sure.
Well, at what age group did the girls usually start to apply for these jobs?
Well, because you've got to go through an apprenticeship, you're going to be looking in that sort of 18 to 22-year-old age bracket, I would have thought. That's one, obviously, barrier to entry to getting into trade. You do need to come through the apprenticeship program. So they're starting young, and I think it's becoming not necessarily more popular, but certainly a more considered choice rather than your traditional uni or educational path.
Well, that's another discussion that's being held at the moment, really, about employment for the future, where they're actually saying there's going to be so many different changes in jobs. So many aren't going to be available anymore, but the trades, I'm sure, are always going to be there.
I think at this point, I don't think we have to worry about robots taking our jobs just yet. I think we've got to get through a bit before we get to that point. But certainly I think that the traditionally thinking of going through that university path, if you like, as a default, I'm not quite sure from my perspective whether that's actually a good default. If you think about it in terms of where you're going in life, and I guess if you're going for it and you want to get ahead, you know, a trade's a great option because instead of coming out of university, 4 or 5 or 6 years later, maybe 22, 23 with debt, if you pick up a trade early, 18, 19, you can come out 22 and 23 with a house deposit, and it's a great foundation of which to build your life.
It's a good argument, that one, that's for certain. And of course, yes, a lot of people are suited to go to university, get degrees and become lawyers, doctors and whatever. We have to still have that. But there are a lot of options for people that perhaps aren't heading that way and don't need to head that way, because it could be quite lucrative, can't it, to have your own business as a trade?
It certainly can, yeah, and I didn't mean as in we shouldn't go that other way. It's coming up with what's right for you.
Yeah.
But it's a consideration that's well worth putting some time into, I think.
Have you chatted to the girls that are sort of into their second, maybe third year of apprenticeship and asked what they think about their choices?
Yeah, look, they seem to be having a lot of fun. I think they like the lifestyle. They like getting outdoors.
Yeah.
There's a lot of girls who are really good with their hands, and they like sinking their teeth into things and building and tinkering with things, and it's great. I really think it's good, and a lot of them, as I said before, they really think about that flexibility going forward, and it's such a big part of their lives that they're starting to think about early, which is fantastic.
The mining industry, Matt, really opened up so many employment opportunities in these areas, didn't it?
It did. I mean, we went through a big boom in Australia. There's no denying that. A lot of jobs were created, and a lot of people, you mentioned money before, made a lot of money out of the mining sector, both companies mining and the employees that were working there. So for our country as a whole, there was a lot of people that benefited. That's absolutely correct.
Driving big trucks and machinery and working it all up there as well. Absolutely terrific. All right, well, thank you so much. If anyone listening at the moment have a daughter or a granddaughter or something that may think of perhaps going into a trade, is there a website or anything that they can look at and get some more information at all?
I think any of the industry bodies are a great place to go. The master plumbers, for example, like the plumbing sector that I'm from. I think it's just opening your eyes and having a look. There's a lot on social media these days. A lot of these younger girls particularly are posting the things that they're doing and the fun that they're having. So get on Instagram, get on Facebook, search it and see what's happening out there. There's some really good examples of some great stuff and a lot of fun being had.
Now, I know it's politically incorrect, but on a work site, are the girls allowed to wolf whistle a good-looking bloke that works past?
Well, from my point of view, I wouldn't complain if they did.
I'd absolutely relish to have a wolf whistle, don't worry about that.
Yeah, me too.
Great to speak to you, Matt. Thank you very much indeed.
You too. Thanks for the
time. Thank you. Bye-bye. Matt Reynolds joining us there from, he's an advisor for i4 Tradies.